it up today. Great stuff. Reminds me of Young Guns, man. It's a great movie. Bon Jovi, can't go wrong. Got a great show lined up for you today. Hey, I tell you, no one panic. No one panic. The Dow Jones is down 47.5 points right now. Don't panic. It's the first time we've been down. We had 10 straight days in the green for the Dow Jones. 10 straight days. Today would be 11 if we can finish in the green. I expect to sell off today. So if you were waiting for that day for the stock market to be down today, it's probably going to be that day. But there's no need to panic. I have more information for you shortly. In the studio with me today, we've got Jason Stewart, a man of many traits, owns many businesses. He is the lead listing specialist for the Stewart Estates team and president for Keller Williams in Eastlake. Jason, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me. I always love to be here.
Yeah, it's always fun. We're going to have a great chat today. You've got several different businesses going on, so I really want to pick your brain on each one. You know, what's happening, get a feel for what people are doing out there, what's being successful and what isn't. So I really look forward to those discussions we're going to have a little later. And we've got a giveaway for the next Epic Fighting event, which is 2 weeks from today.
Yes, it is.
We're going to give away more tickets. And last time we gave away tickets, we had dozens of people call for them, and we only had 3 pair of tickets to give out. So you can get ahead of the game on that. If you're sure that you're going to want tickets for the Epic Fights that are 2 weeks from today, you can call right now. I'm going to give the phone number out right away, 888-888-0154. Especially if you missed the tickets last time, you got to call right away to get them. There's 3 pair, 888-888-0154. I'll give the number out a couple more times just in case you miss it. All right, so right off the bat, I have to say a great thank you to our wonderful listener, Marion, out there, 85 years old, been screwed over by the banks, specifically IndyMac Bank and Deutsche Bank, who told her to make a lower payment. Listen to this situation, Jason. This bank solicits Marion, 85 mm-hmm. years old. They solicit her with the mail saying that we can help you lower your payment. The government has told us that we need to reach out to people and help them, restructure their mortgages and make it more affordable for them. They offer a loan modification.
Right.
She accepts because who wouldn't?
Right.
You're 85 years old. They're telling you you can pay a fraction of your mortgage payment, and this is the bank telling you that. So it's got to be okay to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She makes the payment for 5 months. On the fifth month, they send her check back and say, I'm sorry, we can't accept this. This isn't your full payment.
Wow.
Yeah. Now they say she owes $49,000 in unmade payments, fees, and interest.
Oh, my goodness.
$49,000. This is a home that has equity in it, Jason.
A home that has equity in it?
Yes. They've accelerated the foreclosure proceedings in an attempt to snag her home. And we have been able to come up with a solution. In this particular situation, she's 85, so a reverse mortgage is going to be the solution to pay off the bank and put her in a situation where she doesn't have to make any payments anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It was either that or sell the house. She's got to live somewhere. So thankfully, she reached out. She called. We came up with the solution. We're executing it immediately to keep the bank from stealing her home. But this stuff continues to happen. Senior citizens continue to get preyed upon. And what's beautiful about this situation is that because Marion reached out and called, because she had the stones to reach out and make a phone call, me telling the story yesterday allowed another person, Mr. Lopez out there, another senior citizen who is experiencing something similar, to make a phone call as well because he heard the story of Marion calling. You see, this is why it's important that you reach out, because you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for all of the other people who are experiencing the same thing you are. And if you just have a tiny bit more courage than they do, it'll help them get that extra bit of courage to make the phone call themselves and get the help that they need to make the decision that's best for them and their family. And you can always call the helpline for anything that you need. And everyone who's called knows that I'm very easy to talk to, and I'll give you the solutions. We'll simply break down the math on whatever it is you're looking at and see what's best for you and your family. 888-888-0154 is the number. You can call and leave a message anytime. If you'd like to schedule time to talk with me, just go to talktomrcredit.com. So talktomrcredit.com or call 888-888-0154. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew in the news yesterday. It was funny to me because this guy, you're a newly appointed Treasury Secretary. They're coming to you and you're saying, hey, listen, the Dow has made record highs, you know, 8 days in a row. We're up 10 days in a row. There's not really any news for it. Are you worried about a bubble in the stock market? And the guy, the guy needs a lesson in PR. He says, I'm not worried about it. It's like, why would I be worried about it? I'm on the government payroll. I got a nice salary. Doesn't matter what happens to the stock market. I'm going to be okay. Kind of reminds me of what the CEOs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac said back in 2007. Remember that? Remember when they came out and said, everything's fine. Oh, yeah. It's great. Don't worry. The company's fine. Now, they may or may not have been lying. I don't know how much they knew or how ignorant they were about their own companies. But what they were telling us, you remember, what are they actually telling us? What they were telling us was, everything's going to be okay for me. I'm fine. Everything's great. Anytime someone tells you they're not worried, it means that they're not doing their job, especially if they work for the government. Because I don't care how good things are, your job in representing the people of this country is to always be worried, is to always have concern, to always be cynical, to always second guess what's happening and be prepared for the worst. Because if you aren't prepared for the worst, how can we possibly be? Now, you're sitting there telling me that the Dow Jones is making record highs every single day, and you're not worried about the stock market bubble when there's no news to support it? You're just simply not doing your job, Mr. Liu. Plain and simple. I want to share a quote with you. Thomas Jefferson. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson said this in 1816. Almost 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson said these words, quote, "The end of democracy and the defeat of the American Revolution will occur when government falls into the hands of lending institutions and moneyed corporations."
Wow.
Said that 200 years ago. Now, these guys, the founders of this country, were the smartest people ever. They were brilliant. They were able to foresee so much. It was incredible. That right there is all you need to know to understand what's at stake. And if our government leaders aren't paying attention, if they're telling us everything's fine, there is no greater cause for concern. Because if they really had our best interests in mind, they wouldn't want to lull us to sleep with something that's clearly not true. They would want to tell us the truth. And I believe you deserve to know the truth. Speaking of the truth, how about the news that came out yesterday about Jamie Dimon and J.P. Morgan? This one would rock the banking world if it weren't the case that the stock market was up so much. In other words, if we were back in 2007, 2008, when the stocks were down 40% and this story came out, they would bludgeon this guy. They would hang him in the town square. But because of the fact that everyone's making money, no one cares. They barely even talked about it on CNBC. The London whale trade thing. Okay, what this was, this was J.P. Morgan. Let me break this down to you in a 20-second version. J.P. Morgan Chase had a trader who was making incredibly aggressive trades on exotic products, exactly what got us into the first world economic bubble in the first place. But not only was that the problem, and did they lose billions of dollars in a short period of time over it, but they lied about it, and that's the problem. They lied about it. J.P. Morgan lied about it. The traders lied about it. And now what we're finding is that it looks like Jamie Dimon, the untouchable CEO of J.P. Morgan and Chase, also lied. But he did it in a way that some will say, oh, well, he didn't really lie. Well, he didn't cooperate. And at one point in time, he told his people, he ordered people at the bank to cease providing investment statements and P&Ls to the government. And now we have that as proof. And I want to make a statement here. And if you follow me for just a second, you'll see where I'm going with this. These big national banks are not needed. They're not. All of the stimulus that's taking place right now for this economy is going directly to them. They're the ones making all of the money. Oops. Gosh, Timmy, two sides. This guy's in my bank every single day. He's killing me. He's changing my bank every day. It's killing me. They're making money hand over fist every day. They're the only ones. Who else is making a ton of money? Tell me. Name someone. Who's someone that's making a ton of money as a result of a low interest rate environment? Who is making money hand over fist because interest rates are less than 1%? It's the banks. That's it. They're the only ones who benefit from that. So all of the stimulus that's taking place right now is going directly to the benefit of them, and that's it. And the sad part is they are not even necessary. You take the big national banks out of the picture completely, the whole idea too big to fail, BS. All we need is the regional credit unions and local credit unions, and we would be just fine. And all these trillions of dollars that we're pumping into a market to help the banks, because it all starts with the banks, it's wrong. Has nothing to do with the reality of the economy. Has nothing to do with what's best for this country. It happens. Has everything to do with who's scratching whose back in Washington and on Wall Street. All right. I'm done ranting. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Stewart. We're going to give away tickets, three pair of tickets to Epic Fighting 2 weeks from today. And we're going to talk about what we're doing to help all of our service members out there. When we come back, we'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.
Great choice, Adam. Welcome back. Mr. Credit here. ESPN 1700, guaranteed to make you smarter than everyone else. Save the station in your dial. Got Jason Stewart in the house today. A man of many businesses. One of them, your main focus is Stewart Estates with Keller Williams down in Eastlake. Now, you guys are doing, it's a week from today, you're doing a VA seminar. So I know you work a lot with people in the military. You've got wounded warriors at your fighting events, and you know you do a lot for service members out there. What is the VA seminar about that's a week from today?
Sure. The VA seminar, we're talking about the VA benefits and how a lot of veterans don't utilize them. And some people don't even know they have them. It's amazing. San Diego is one of the biggest military towns in the nation. And there's so many veterans. And the best loan you can get for a property is a VA loan. And not only that, BAH and the housing allowances and things that veterans get, they don't realize that, you know, they don't have to rent to get that. They don't have to live in the barracks or live in paying someone else's mortgage. They can buy their own home, and the government, a lot of these people, the government will pay their mortgage payment.
Really?
And they're not, yeah, the government, they get a housing allowance. It doesn't matter if they own their home or not, they still get it. And so all they have to do is, take advantage of them. And so there's lots of things that veterans can do that other people can't do. And so we want to let people know about it. It's a free seminar, 2 to 3, a week from today. It's at the Veterans United headquarters. And I hope a lot of people come and check it out. We're going to try to do it like every month or so.
That's a really good idea, because you're right. It goes beyond just the VA loan. There's a lot of stuff out there available to veterans. And, you know, so many of our veterans, so humble and so much not wanting to take a handout, the type of people who say, hey, listen, you know, I don't want any special attention. I don't want any special stuff. But, hey, listen, it's there for a reason. It's because we tremendously appreciate your service to this country. You deserve it. It's not like you didn't deserve it. This is not a handout.
No.
This is part of the payment package. This is part of what you sign. This is your compensation package. They don't just give you a paycheck. They give you get benefits. These benefits are a part of the compensation package that you get for the service you provided to this country. So you should take advantage of it. It's not a handout. No one's going to think less of you for taking it. This isn't unemployment, okay? This is a part of your comp plan for being in the military. So
exactly.
You should absolutely take advantage of it. That'll be a week from today. Where is it? What's the location and time again,
Jason?
It's
at Veterans United from 2 to 3. The address is 8885 Rio San Diego Drive. 8885 Rio San Diego Drive, and that's San Diego, California, 92108. So it's over there by Mission Valley.
It's in Mission Valley,
yeah. It's in Mission Valley, and it's really cool. Like, if a lot of people, veterans might own properties, and a lot of them didn't buy with their VA loan, but a lot of veterans own properties, and they want to buy something else, but, you know, they have that house. Maybe it's, you know, not quite at the point where they could sell it. They don't have equity. And typically everyone else has to qualify for two loans, which, you know, who qualifies to make, you know, double what their payment is? Very few people. Sometimes they do. But a lot of veterans think they're stuck in that same situation with everyone else, where they just have to stay at their home and they can't buy that home that they want to buy or upgrade or move to another area. And what they don't realize is veterans are the few people that they can offset with projected rent So, all right, this property rents out for maybe $2,000 a month. They could use that as income to buy the next property, even though it's not rented yet. Everyone else, if you want to use rental income, you better have it rented, and you better show that on the on your tax returns. Veterans, you don't need that.
Don't you have to have it rented for, like, if you're a normal person, you have to have it rented, but you have to have it rented for
normal,
a year.
If you're a normal person, yeah, you have to have it rented, and you have to show that income on your tax records. Veterans, they'll, they can check and see what the market rents are going for and use that. So veterans, it's real easy to qualify to buy another property if they already own a property. And then what they do with that last property, if they want to rent it out or if they want to sell it, some people end up in a situation where they short sell it. That's fine. You already own the home that you want. So
yeah, you've got the home that you already purchased
because
of the special benefit.
Exactly.
If you'd like to get more information on these programs, call the helpline. I'll connect you with Jason directly. Just call and leave a message. We're obviously on the air right now. 888-888-0154 is the number. 888-888-0154. You can leave a message, and if you'd like to attend the event and get the details emailed over to you, we can do that as well. But just it's a great thing that you guys are doing.
It is. Another thing with the veterans is if you have any disability, whether it's a full disability, partial, or just a minor disability, if they've diagnosed some type of disability for you in the military, you don't have to pay your funding fee, which is 2%, which lowers your payment even more. So there's so many cool things that the government does for the veterans. I think it's the best loan out there. A lot of agents are scared to work with veterans because they don't know how to get the offers accepted, and a lot of listing agents aren't quite educated enough to accept those offers. So you definitely want someone who's versed in working with veterans and knows what to say, the magic words to get the offers accepted, to let the listing agent know that, you know, the loan's going to close. Because ultimately, that's what they care about when you send an offer. Is this thing going to close, or are we going to get stuck because of some special loan conditions that the VA requires?
That's a good point. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand it. And that's why so many people who have VA eligibility are in conventional loans out
there. They don't use it. Yeah, exactly. Someone tells them, well, you qualify for this other loan too. Just put a down payment. Versus, you know, the veterans don't have to put anything down, and it's still the best loan.
Yeah, they can invest their money toward their retirement instead of putting it into equity where it doesn't earn anything.
Exactly.
Very, very good stuff. Now, from the real estate side, I want to pick your brain a little bit.
Sure.
So this market right now that we're in, mm-hmm. I know you cover a lot of areas of San Diego. Your office is down in Eastlake.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to hear the same thing. No inventory, lots of buyers. Is there any insight you can give to me on that? Because I know you specialize in listing properties. Mm-hmm. Has it become very difficult to find people who are wanting to sell their home when the market's up so much like this?
You know, it was for a while. I've been blessed the last month or two. I've been getting a lot of listings, and most of them are regular sales, which is really cool. But the inventory is low. You know, the last time I checked, we were at about 4,000 homes for all of San Diego County. We're usually above 20,000 homes for sale in San Diego County. So the inventory is extremely low. And it's not like the demand is lower. If anything, it's the same or higher than a solid market. So there's a lot of people that are competing for these homes. So most realtors, they're spinning their wheels. They find themselves writing 10, 20 offers for a buyer and getting nowhere. You know, that's a whole nother conversation on how we get buyers' offers accepted. But, you know, we've got more buyers than we've ever had. And everyone that comes, they're pre-qualified. They're ready to go. They're motivated to buy. We're getting them in escrow between 1 and 3 weeks. So it's definitely not impossible. You just got to know how to do it. Sometimes you got to know the right people. And it's a knowledge thing.
How much does that matter? Who you know? I mean, because
I would love to say that if you get out there and just work hard and give your clients your full attention, that you can make it happen. The reality in this industry is similar to other industries. There's a little bit of a boys club. If you don't know the right people, if you're not pulling weight yourself and have some listings and buyers that of your own that might benefit other realtors, they don't have anything to benefit you. So it really is one of those things to where, you know, eventually, people want to do favors for certain realtors. It's funny. I've always realized that early in the business. After I think my second year, I started realizing why sometimes we wouldn't get our offers accepted. And I started really making sure that I was as successful as I could be and could, do as many favors and build as many relationships for as many realtors as I could. And it's paid off now. Since I started Epic Fighting, that's even more reason. Some agents want to accept my offer just for a couple tickets to the Epic Fighting show. So now I've got even a little more leverage, which is pretty cool. But yeah, we're usually getting our buyer's offers accepted, you know, the first, second, maybe third property they put an offer on, we've got it in the bag.
For most people, they think it's just the offer amount. And
it's not the offer amount, and that's what a lot of people are mistaken. You know, there's REOs, which is foreclosures, and you know, the listing agent is not always accepting the highest offer. It's, you know, maybe they should be. You know, I'm not the listing agent for these banks. I have relationships with a lot of them. Maybe they should be. That's their, you know, that might be a moral call. That's a whole nother conversation. But do they? No, they scratch people's backs and you know, they accept offers from people they like. Short sales, are they accepting the highest offer? No, why would they? You know, short sales, I just made an investor some money. We closed escrow today on a property for 314. The bank approved it at 314. The seller doesn't care what it sells for. Why push the value up any higher? He's going to fix it up and sell it for 360. You know, and I think a lot of people give these investors slack because, oh, well, they're buying them so low, and then they just turn around and sell them and make a profit. You should see the way that they've turned around some of these communities. You go into these communities, and the properties are worth the new market value. I mean, they've done some amazing things for them, and they're able to do it because they do it in bulk, or they have the cash to pay, and they have a team there to fix these properties up. And these neighborhoods are being completely turned around from these investors. So I think it's a great thing that they're doing. And I'm happy to make them some money.
Oh, of course. I mean, that is America happening right there. I mean,
exactly.
If you are mad at the investors for buying properties, then you just don't like America or a free market, because that is exactly what's taking place. Sure, a person can come in and pay a little less than you can if you're borrowing the money, but that's how a marketplace works. Mm-hmm. And if they're going in there investing their own money to make it and improve the property, and then someone else is willing to pay a higher price for it, I'm sorry, that's a market.
Yep.
And they are raising the value of the homes in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They are raising the appeal for, you know, every single person who owns a home on that block is getting immediate equity. I mean, they're doing a lot for a lot of people. So it's hard to hate the investors, although they are starting to get squeezed. I mean, you said right there, 314 to 360. I'm thinking in my head already, you know, that's a thin margin for them.
Right. Yeah. They're not making $50,000, $100,000 on every deal. Sometimes they're making $10,000, $20,000. And, you know, then they got to flip that and do it again. So there is definitely risk, because you're putting up, you know, $315,000 of your own cash.
Plus another 20 or something to fix it up.
Plus another 10 or 20 to fix it up, depending on the property. This particular one doesn't need a whole lot of work. It's a high risk. It's all that money hoping to make at least 10 grand, you know. And I know some investors that have bought a property, flipped it, and in the end ended up making nothing, but they go on to the next. So it is a high risk. It's not like they're making easy money and they're not working for it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This isn't 2004.
Right. So 2004, you didn't have to do anything.
We don't have to hate on the investors at this point in time. Listen, if you'd like to speak with Jason, he obviously is an expert in the area of real estate. I can connect you directly. Just call the helpline, 888-888-0154. If you're eligible for VA benefits, you should really attend the seminar a week from today. Even if it's the case that you don't plan on using them, you know, 2 weeks from now, you should become aware and make some of the contacts. Just become aware of what are some of those benefits in case I want to use them down the road. You have the right to use them. The government is not going to market these benefits to you. They're not going to send you a flyer every week that tells you what you're eligible for. You kind of have to go get that information on your own. This is a great place to get it. Call the helpline. I'll connect you with Jason, and we'll get you a free admission to that. 888-888-0154. 888-888-0154. Epic 17. It's coming up in 2 weeks. I saw Heather, who's mm-hmm. the matchmaker, saw her commenting on Facebook about the matches. And I'll tell you what she had to say when we come back. We'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.
What is this one? What is it?
It's No Doubt. Oldie, but a goodie.
No Doubt.
Sunday morning. It's a little 80s, a little 90s tonight.
Adam showed me a... What do you call that video you showed me earlier today on YouTube with the Miley Cyrus and the goats?
Oh, yeah.
What's that called?
It was Goat Remix. We also had Taylor Remix. Swift with the goat. This is where it all started with that song.
I've never seen any of this stuff. It's absolutely hilarious.
It's more visual than audio.
It's more visual, so we can't really play on the show. But Adam's sending me the links I'm going to post on the Facebook page. Some of the funniest stuff you've ever seen. I mean, it's just like this... these pop songs, and if you think those pop songs, especially the pop song videos, are really corny, you'll really appreciate this. It's hilarious. I can't wait to post that up. We got Jason Stewart in the studio today. Jason, let's talk. So we talked about real estate, Stewart Estates.
Yes.
That's a big focus for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably, or you can tell me, would you say a close second for you is Epic Fighting?
You know what? They're both really big. So with Epic Fighting, I don't take a salary anymore, but I work just as hard on it. As I ever have. So I have to make sure that I'm closing enough real estate deals to, you know, support my whole team and support my family. So that's where my income comes from. So I do like a typical 9 to 5 every now and then. I'll do a little bit on the weekends for Stewart Estates. And then after 5 and on the weekends, I'm doing a lot of stuff for Epic. And then throughout the day sometimes, like Tuesdays are pretty much the majority of the day is dedicated to Epic. I do a lot of networking and stuff like that. So as far as hours that I put in, they're both pretty even. I just work twice as much as most people.
Well,
and the third business, I don't have to do much work at all. Heather helps me out with that.
So, oh yeah, and Heather, and speaking of Heather, she's the matchmaker.
She is the matchmaker for Epic Fighting and the general manager for Epic Promo Girls. So she's got her hands in both companies. They're like a brother sister company.
Right. And I saw her commenting. We're friends on Facebook. I saw her commenting about how crazy this card is. Now it's Epic 17.
Epic 17.
So it's your 17th fight.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That you guys have put on, and she said she's never been more excited about the card than she is about this one.
Yeah. She got some new fighters on the card that I was talking to her on the way over here, actually. And yeah, she was so jazzed up. She couldn't stop talking about it. And she was telling me some background on some of these guys and what was going on. And I guess, so we have a guy who was the champ, Andrew Lagdon, who Martin Georges, who was supposed to fight him, was talking all kinds of crap. And, Andrew's not a crap talker. And so Martin Georges was talking crap, and then Andrew got hurt, and that just added more fuel to Martin's fire. And I guess she's all, go check this website and see what he put, and I haven't checked it yet, but I guess it got even more intense. Well, he's going to end up fighting David Judd again, and they've already fought twice, both fights ending in a draw. Both fights played out the same way. Martin Georges put the whooping on David Judd for the first round, and then the next two, David Judd barely inched out the round.
Right.
And so it ended up being a draw.
So 10-8, 10-9, 10-9. Right?
Well, actually, they do the half point system.
They
so
do
it was
half.
Like 10-9 and then 10-9 and a half, 10-9 and a half, and that's why it was a draw.
Gotcha.
And, Martin probably did more damage on at least on the second fight, bloodying him up. But, David Judd edged out the next two rounds. So
she is, I can't stop talking about it, can't stop posting about it on Facebook.
Well, they're fighting for a title now, so that's exciting.
Title at what weight class?
155.
Let me look here and see just as far as the calls coming in. So we're giving away 3 pair of tickets to Epic 17, which is exactly 2 weeks from today. We had dozens of people call last time we gave away the tickets, and we were only able to give away the 3 pair.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, Jason, not to put you on the spot or anything, but it looks like we've already given away those 3 pair.
That quick, huh?
Is there any chance?
Yeah, let's do 2 more pairs.
Let's
do 2 more pair of tickets. And anyone else who wants to buy tickets to Epic Fighting, just go to epicfighting.com. I'm going to give you guys a code if you fans out there want to write it down. 17 Epic 17. So that's the code. It'll get you a discount on any ticket in any section. 17 Epic 17. And Epic is all caps, EPIC, all caps.
Okay.
And they'll be able to get a good hefty discount off of any section with that code.
Okay. And I will notify you by this afternoon if you've won the free tickets or not. We do have 2 more pair. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. So we're giving a total of 5 pair of tickets, 10 free tickets that we're giving away to Epic 17, which is 2 weeks from today. Call the helpline as soon as you can if you want those tickets. 888-0154 is the number. 888-0154. You know what was cool about last time? So last time it was a rainy day. I remember this. It was a rainy day and a rainy night. It just rained the whole day. And this was at the Four Point Sheraton. Mm-hmm. Where are the fights this time? In the back
Four
of the
Point Sheraton?
Sheraton
again. Okay. Yeah.
So it was at the Four Point Sheraton, and people were parked in the grass, and people had parked all over that property. I mean, it was nuts what was going on there.
Yeah.
People were parked everywhere. We had to park because we got there late mm-hmm. because. Well, I don't want to say why, because I want to blame my woman for being late for everything. But we were late, okay? And so we had to park a mile away. We were like, oh, no. I didn't get there until the fights had already started. But I got there, and someone who had gotten the free tickets, actually, I remember his name was Ed. I remember his last name, too. Ed had showed up, and he said, yeah, I'm here. I got the free Mr. Credit tickets. And whoever was taking the information said, oh, okay. And they looked and they saw Mr. Credit on the list, and they went and sat him down at the VIP table.
Oh.
Where you had given me a spot.
Yeah.
And so when I showed up and I said, yeah, sorry, we're late, Mr. Credit, she goes, oh, well, you're already here. I'm like, no, I'm not. We just got here. She goes, oh, no. And so it's everyone else who had come in got the tickets that were the GA tickets, and Ed and his lady had gotten to sit down in VIP. So we sat with them mm-hmm. for the whole fight,
oh,
which was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, you know, there's fighters coming in, and the guy who sat in front of me, what's his name? The guy, the heavyweight boxer.
Rich Power.
Rich Power.
Yeah.
Now, he's one of the top boxers.
He's the number one ranked in San Diego, and he's going to be a part of the Bellator tournament. You're the one that told me that he might be fighting Arlovski, right?
He said he was going to be fighting Arlovski.
Yeah. Andre he's a really Arlovski. Cool guy. Yeah. He's a big, big, big epic fan. He comes to all the shows and is a huge supporter. KJ Nunes was there.
Yeah.
Phil Davis is going to be at the next show. Phil Davis has a new website, MMADraft.com, which he's going to be promoting there at the show. With Uriah Faber as his business partner.
Is that right?
Yeah. So and a lot of the guys on the Bellator who are part of that tournament, they show up at the show. A lot of those guys train in San Diego now. So
San Diego's become a real hub.
Yeah. People come. A lot of these guys are from Brazil, and they come here, and they just.
How did that happen? I mean, Brandon Vera, I mean, for a long time, it was just Brandon Vera and Diego Sanchez. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, the Nogueira brothers open a gym here. And,
yeah.
You know, it's the boogeyman over in Point Loma, you know, and.
Yeah, it's San Diego is the place to be for MMA. It's like the hot spot. There's a lot of good gyms, there's a lot of good coaches, and there's a lot of good fighters to train with. So what you found was a lot of people were like, oh, I need, you know, I got to train for this fight. The most important thing you need is a good training partner. Where are they? Oh, they're over there at that gym in San Diego.
Yeah.
And so they end up moving here to train, you know. So Albuquerque has a great gym, you know, Greg Jackson, and then – you know, San Diego has a bunch of them. So yep. You can move around the different gyms if you're a pro and come over here and train with a lot of really good guys.
Temecula too, right?
Yep, Temecula. Oh, yeah, Team Quest.
Team Quest is
Team Quest, Temecula. Yeah, we've got Martin George is the guy I was talking about. It's Team Quest San Jacinto. But we got some guys from Team Quest Temecula too who train under Dan Henderson. Those guys are always tough. Anytime you got a Team Quest guy, you know he's going to be tough, and you know he's going to usually have some decent wrestling.
Yeah, the last time it was so much fun at the fights. It was a rainy night in San Diego. We were there. A lot of the fights were finished. Some great grappling. We saw arm bars. We saw chokes. We saw figure four locks. And we saw all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think 10 of the 15 fights didn't hardly go to the ground. They were stand-up matches.
Yeah, there was a lot of boxing, a lot
of
striking.
It was amazing. Like so there was two guys who both were known for their kicks, and I was so excited just hearing about them.
Remember that fight?
Yeah. They stood up and they kicked the crap out of each other nonstop, and it was so exciting because the kicks were so precise and so fancy, but one would take one and dish out their own. And that guy is actually – the guy who won that fight is fighting a – he's a karate guy from what I understand. He's fighting a Taekwondo black belt who's also known for his striking, spinning back kicks and the whole nine, all that fancy stuff. So I'm excited for that fight. George Velasquez out of SoCal Martial Arts Center is fighting him.
Very, very cool. So 2 weeks from today, Epic Fighting 17, we've got two more pair of tickets thanks to the generous Jason Stewart who runs Epic. 888-888-0154. These will be gone before we come back. They will be. So you got to call right now. 888-888-0154. Just follow the instructions to leave your information and say that you're calling for the free epic tickets. 888-888-0154. When we come back, I got a live one here from Julie And then I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about Epic Promo Girls.
Okay.
Because I'm interested in that as a business and just kind of how it works and all that stuff. I'm just curious. So if you're cool, we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll make you smarter than everyone else. Stick around.
If you'd like to speak with Mr. Credit, just visit talktomrcredit.com. That's talktomrcredit.com.
Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829. 494-6829. If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
How do you deliver high-quality printing for your company at greater speed and lower cost? Let's ask basketball legend Charles Barkley.
Speed is the key. Making the transition from defense to offense is what separates winners from losers.
So what you're saying is we should call CDW and have them hook us up with the new HP OfficeJet Pro X printers, the world's fastest desktop inkjet printer.
I like the way I said it better.
CDW, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Barkley.
Weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawn and garden battery starting at $21.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Back. Thanks for hanging out. Mr. Credit here. We're having a good time. It's a fun Friday. Making you smarter than everyone else. Got Jason Stewart in the studio. Just wanted to pick his brain as much as possible. I've got you here, Jason. We talked about Stewart Estates and the real estate side of things. How you guys are helping people, especially who are VA eligible service members, to learn about their VA eligibility. We talked about Epic Fighting 2 weeks from today, giving away the tickets. I have not contacted anyone who's won tickets yet. You have to call and leave a message on the helpline, and I will call you back this afternoon to let you know that you have won. And if you have not, if you did not call quick enough to win tickets, but you called, I will still call you and let you know. So you will hear from me if you call the helpline today for the free Epic tickets. 888-888-0154. We'll always see what we can do. And thanks for the generous offer there. I mean, 10 free tickets. These tickets are not cheap. These tickets are expensive. What are they start at like $60, right, or something like
no,
that?
No, the GAs are $30, and then we got the preferred that are $50, and then the VIP are $90. So you're used to the expensive stuff.
I'm used to the expensive seats.
Yeah.
But they're you know, so $30 for the GAs. So yeah. Still, if you know, for a couple tickets, not $60. So that's nice. That'll cover your drinks for the night, right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you're able to get the tickets for free through the show. 888-888-0154. I do want to get to a quick question here from Julie that came in the Ask Mr. Credit inbox, MrCreditRadio.com, which is brought to you by Tycor Title. Julie writes in, Mr. Credit, I'm wondering if you know of any training programs that are legit to teach me how to become a credit repair specialist. I've read a lot about Vacari James, I think, and Credit Solutions. She charges $5,000 for a 3-day training. That's a little high. Any suggestions? Well, Julie, I mean, we have, you know, the nonprofit through RaiseMyCreditScore.org. RaiseMyCreditScore.org is financial education services. Mike Watson, Dale Guiducci. These guys, they're hiring right now. You don't have to pay any money. They don't charge any money to train you. It's a nonprofit organization where you can still earn money helping people to get credit repair. And it only costs the end user $499. So, and there's no charges beyond that. There's a money-back guarantee. So, Julie, whether you're looking to get into the credit repair business as a job, or whether you're looking to get credit repair services for your own credit report, you should call Mike and Dale. Absolutely no question about it. Do not pay anyone $5,000. That's completely ridiculous, not for credit repair or for training on how to sell it. You don't have to do that. As a listener of the program, you have access to a better way. Just call the credit repair helpline. Ask for Mike or Dale. Real simple. 800-525-1349. 800-525-1349. In fact, in case Mr. Watson is listening out there today, Mike Watson from RaiseMyCreditScore.org, Adam, I don't know if there's any way we can get Phil Collins' Take Me Home on the way out today. If there's a way you can line that up, we'll do that as a favor for Mike. That's like his favorite song. So show him a little love. Julie, call Mike, 800-525-1349. So, Jason, I want to talk about Epic Promo Girls, because this is really an interesting world for me. Now, we've all had at some point or another, we've had, you know, a pretty girl in a bikini handing us like a free Red Bull or something like that in front of a big sporting event. And you don't really think about it when you're in that position of a consumer who's like trying to get to an event and someone's trying to promote something to you. Mm-hmm. But you guys started a business around this.
Yeah.
The Epic Promo Girls are at every Epic event. They're beautiful young ladies who are scantily dressed. They have very little clothing on. Mm-hmm. It is easy. It's eye candy. It's very easy on the eyes. It just kind of keeps a smile on your face the whole night. You can't help it.
Keeps you feeling good, and it's some people's reason for going. We've got people that have no interest in MMA, and they will show up to every show to see their favorite Epic Promo Girls. So when we started Epic, I had this vision in mind of a completely different type of MMA promotion. I was thinking much classier than your average, what you think of like Fight Club or those underground type. It was my idea was something where, well, basically what it is, you come in and you walk past a couple Epic fighting cars, you know, promo cars, so to speak, some Lamborghinis and some Bentleys, and you take pictures with them, and that's the first impression and part of the experience. And then you get your tickets or get your will call checked, and then you get escorted down to the backdrop where there's these beautiful women to take pictures with. And then you get escorted into VIP or preferred if you have those tickets, and beautiful VIP hosts. And then you see beautiful girls everywhere. You know, they're on the go-go boxes. They're selling shirts. They're doing the ring card girls. So where you watch UFC or other promotions and you see two, maybe three models, we have sometimes 20. So that was part of our whole experience. I was trying to create an experience. Now, what started happening is that people would be like, wow, that girl was amazing. I really liked how she worked your booth. I really liked how she worked the show. What do I have to do to hire her? And it was easy. Oh, okay, well, here you go. You know, and then other businesses started hiring our girls. And then it clicked. Like, I think I'm sitting on a gold mine here potentially. And I talked to a few people in L.A. who had these businesses. And I did my research. And it's amazing what a difference a beautiful woman, especially if she's outgoing and trained in customer service, can make in your business. And so Epic Promo Girls happened, and people hire us for all types of events from started off just San Diego and then went to Orange County, L.A., now even Las Vegas we have shows. There's word of our girls getting booked for a show in China, and they're going to get full expenses paid out there. So any girls that want to apply, we can't take everyone, and we don't always have consistent events for every girl, but we have booked so many gigs, but we also have a lot of girls. It's epicpromogirls.com.
Now, so what you're telling me is that you built this business out of the market talking to you. In other words, you didn't come up with the idea and say, okay, we're going to go see what happens.
This
the market
was pure
came to
necessity.
You.
Like it was the resources were there at my disposal. I mean, the girls were there and they were ready to work. And a lot of these girls are professional models and some of them is just part-time, and they were there and they were trained because they'd worked our shows and we had already filtered through. So to become an Epic Promo Girl, you might get one show off of being beautiful, and that's a prerequisite. I mean, you got to be beautiful to be an Epic Promo Girl. But you won't stay an Epic Promo Girl unless you're a hard worker. And so what we've done is we filtered through well over, I don't know how many, you know, hundreds, maybe 200-300 girls from all of the different events and shows that we've done. You imagine 17 shows, 10 to 20 girls per show, plus all these events in between. And we filter through the ones that are ready to go out there and work, promote the business, and that the fans love. And so we book a bunch of ring card girl gigs. It was just natural that a lot of promotions hire the Epic Promo Girls, but a lot of upscale gigs. So like Symbolic Motors hires our girls all the time, and they just dress in nice cocktail dresses and high heels and look pretty and mingle with rich people.
Don't other fight organizations also hire the Epic Promo Girls?
Oh yeah, yeah. WCK Kickboxing is an amazing kickboxing organization. Cage Rage 4 just went down. They hired our girls. They had an amazing show from what Heather told me. Heather would know all of them because she manages it. But I think like almost every weekend they're a ring card girl gigged. So we got our ring card girls out there doing boxing, other MMA shows, and Muay Thai shows.
And it's Heather Hyatt, who's the matchmaker for Epic
is
Fighting,
also, yeah,
who runs the Epic Promo Girls.
Talent. She's talented.
She's got a lot on her plate,
she's
huh?
She's got a lot on her plate, and she lets me know that. But she's, you know,
there's only
a few people who can handle it. You know, good talent is hard to find, and she's a hard worker, and she knows how to talk to people. You know, so many people could have the best business plan put in place ever, but if you can't talk to people and create relationships the way Heather does, the business isn't going to do well. And Epic Promo Girls has hardly no overhead, and it's just blowing up, and it has largely to do with Heather Hyatt, you know.
Yeah. So in your mind, then, you know, and it's always kind of interesting for me to look at people who have started a business and kind of go back to the root of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the ones that are the most successful are the ones where someone was either looking for something that didn't exist, and mm-hmm. so they built it.
Yep, that was Epic Fighting.
Epic Fighting, or the market talked to someone, and they kept seeing a demand for something.
Mm-hmm.
That they had or that didn't exist, and then therefore they built it as a result of that.
That was Epic Promo Girls, yeah. And it's a cool business. You know, if anyone has an event, a trade show, a corporate event, any type of a party, car washes, fashion shows, anything like that, go to epicpromogirls.com and book. Let them know how many you need.
Yeah, how many models do you need? They have access to models.
Exactly. And we get all kinds of different requests. We get biker requests, and we want girls with tattoos with the rugged look. And then we get, like, beach bikini, you know, tropical type stuff. We want blondes with no tattoos, you know. So whatever you request, we got it. We've got the hottest girls from San Diego, Orange County, L.A., Vegas, all around.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It is very, very interesting to see what the difference is and the mood that it creates.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if you go to a UFC, there's a certain mood there. If you go to an Epic Fighting event, it's a different mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit happier. It's a little bit jollier. And I have to give a little credit to the Epic Promo Girls as being the result of that.
Yeah, without them, the branding would be a lot different. It would still be a fun show. Our fights are great. You know, our fights are amazing. It's just we want to cater to those people who are there just to have a good time and are still going to have fun even if they don't watch the fights, and that's what we've created there.
Very, very, very good stuff. So last chance to call in. If you called in for the free tickets, make sure you answer your phone this afternoon. Okay, because I will be calling you to go. So if you call them for the free tickets, make sure you answer your phone. 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- 888-888-0154 is the number. 888-888-0154. I hear it coming. There it is. That's for you, Mr. Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Take me home, Phil Collins. All right. Thanks a lot for coming in today, Jason. Really appreciate your time, my friend. You're doing great stuff out there.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Great. Great to have you. Hey, have a fantastic weekend out there. Be safe. We'll see you on Monday at noon to make you smarter than everyone else. Mr. Credit, over and out.